Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, well, it is, well, it's Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so it's technically like a Friday for us. So it's Archive Wednesday slash Friday, okay? And I think we're going back to 2011 when we interviewed Tim Allen. You know, Toy Story, Home Improvement, Last Man Standing. And I've always liked him. I've always been a fan. But he hung up on us. So... hear how it all plays out on Archive Wednesday, our interview with Tim Allen.
We are expecting a call momentarily from Tim Allen, who stars in Last Man Standing. It's kind of interesting because in the show, he plays like a manager, accounting, you know, marketing guy for a show like a Kittery Trade Post or like a Cabela's or something like that, an outdoorsman type show.
In Denver.
One of my favorite movies he did.
Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest. Yeah. Man, being a sci-fi fan, I'm like, yeah. Oh my God. And it's like, honestly... There's no way that William Shatner could not have watched that and went,
that's awesome. Yeah.
That's me.
I've never even heard of it.
It plays on cable. It's on cable all the time. Actually, on even last
Tim
night.
Allen?
Yeah. Yep. Called Galaxy. There's every
Sigourney Weaver's
in it. Yeah.
I grew up with Home Improvement.
I don't know if you're gonna find it as funny, but if you're like somebody who enjoys sci-fi and it's basically like a Star Trek ripoff.
It's a TV show of a spaceship TV show. Then the guys in the spaceship end up getting actually launched into space.
It's like Lost in Space.
Yeah.
With actors.
And with actors, but real aliens.
Lost in Space, I don't think I saw that either.
All right, well, aliens come down, and they think that they can save them because they think that they're these real...
TV show
people.
Not
TV show people. But that's another story.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome, please, Tim Allen joins the show. Good morning, Tim.
Yay. Good morning, for the love of God, people.
What we do every day, man.
Because, Tim, what we're doing is we're discussing the finer qualities of Galaxy Quest. That's what we were just discussing.
Now you got my interest.
You know, it's one of those movies. I know we're going to be talking about Last Man Standing tonight's episode, but... I got to tell you, every time that Galaxy Quest movie's on, me and Roadkill here, we just can't stop watching the damn thing.
This is one of those gigs that even a guy in it, because I'm a sci-fi freak, as well as phones, tech, all that kind of stuff. But if that movie's on, I'll watch it.
Well, that's awesome. Cool. That's cool.
I don't care where it is in the middle of that movie. Dude. But now I got all sorts of weird stories. Tony Shalhoub brought that bag of food. Everywhere Tony's in that movie, he's got a bag of food.
Right.
Notice that he's got a bag of food, and Tony actually brought that bag of food with him. He kept that. Was not a set piece. That was like his.
You know what? The movie plays just about almost every day on HBO or Cinemax or one of those two. And it was on just last night. And when I turned it on, it was the scene where you were getting the ship diagrams from what's that kid's name? I forget his name. Big star too, but
we went into the garage.
Yeah.
You go get the garbage, and he plays it so well. I think the coolest stuff to me is stuff because everything's blanking out. Rockwell, a couple times he played that crewman because he had no name.
Yeah.
He literally, in the script, had no name.
Yeah.
And when Dean Parisot, who directed it, was just this great, calm, okay, well, that would be great, Tim. And I said, we're going to go down to the planet to find Garignac and all that rock monster stuff. and I'm the sci-fi guy going, hey, we just can't go down to the planet. I told the director, I'm sitting there telling the guy, look, you got to have some kind of tricorder or some kind of weird stuff. You just can't.
But that's great, though, right? That's the sci-fi geek in you, right?
The director looks at me and goes, Tim, we don't have time to change all of this. And then Shalhoub goes, Shalhoub does exactly what he does in the movie. He goes, wait a minute, I got it. Just get a shot of me. And he comes out of the back of the ship and just goes, it's okay. Just take the breath of the air.
That's funny. Tim, I'm such a longtime fan. You know, I go back to the stand-up comedy, of course, Home Improvement, and all the movies that you've done, and Last Man Standing on ABC Tonight, which has a bit of a reunion for you. Is that something, I always ask, and I know you've been asked before, your television families, you work together and so close for so long, you do kind of have that familial kind of feeling to the people that are on the shows you're on, right?
Well, certainly, because it was the first TV show I had ever done after coming just from doing stand-up for most of my life. Mm-hmm. And I kind of bonded with those boys. I came from a family of 9 kids, and there were 7 boys. So that's really the reason that I developed that show to begin with. Mm-hmm. They wanted to have 2 girls and a boy, or 2 boys and a girl, kind of a sitcom nuclear family. I said, I want just boys. And because I know how to deal with that, and it makes Pat Richardson, you know, the wife, it makes her the odd person out, and it gives her a lot to play off of.
Right, right, right.
And all that, it was like, I liken these shows, I loved Home Improvement. It's been so much of my life, the tool, the grunting was my act. I mean, it all came from my original stand-up concert act. Mm-hmm. And then when it went away, it was the saddest one of the. It was, I think, that whole week. Gretzky, he retired. I think Elway retired. Not that I put myself in these sport leagues, but I remembered what it's like to retire when you're on top, and it was sad and wonderful. This other opportunity came up, and they've been pitching me shows, you know, for quite a while. And I said, "Look, let me come up with an idea. If it worked, I used to work in a sports place that sold guns and ammo, and I loved that whole world just like I like construction. I said, if I could get a show that's somehow about survival gear, guns, knives, ATVs, that whole world, I love that whole world, and I want 3 daughters. So we developed this show, and it reminds me of all you remember is your old Labrador, a black lab that passed away that you put down years ago. Mm. We're never getting another dog.
Right.
And all of a sudden, this puppy is starting to grow on me. I really adore these girls. And the crossover is JT, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, started shadowing our director because he got out of college. He's been doing all sorts of stuff, as he did when he left Home Improvement. He really wanted to expand his career. And he's been shadowing the director, and it's been really cool having him around. I see Zachary quite a bit. I see Richard Karn, who was also on the show. I've kind of blended. And then JT, he was there every day, and the girls, of course, are geeked to have him on the show.
Because
the 2 of them said, I had a poster of this guy on my wall.
I know.
That's how I feel. Like, I grew up with Home Improvement, and those boys were my crushes in our Teen Beat magazine. They were the cover every week.
The finale is tonight on ABC, and of course, Jonathan Taylor Thomas is going to be on it. And I love that it seems to me like you did it the best way possible. You took what you knew, and you made that become the opportunity. When a lot of actors don't get that, you know, may not get that chance, that's brilliant, you know, because you talk about taking something from your past that you know and that you love and making it your work, which, you, as you know, a lot of guys don't get the opportunity to do.
I'm so darn grateful that this came about. Plus, I have 2 daughters myself, and they said this whole switch over, and in today's climate, you know, to get another shot and be relevant and be, I love being on sound stages. It's not the same as movies.
Yeah,
I dig doing movies, and the locations have always been killer in the last 4 that I've done of it. I love that.
Yeah.
This came up at the same time I'm back in Las Vegas at the Venetian. I don't know how it came about. My brother and wife said, you got to get back on stage. And so the last 3 years I've been back doing concerts.
Yeah.
And really digging that doing this in a whole new act, and the act all of a sudden is like deja vu. I've got a 4-year-old kid, which is where I had my first daughter, doing Home Improvement and doing concerts, and I got a 4-year-old kid again in deja vu. Yeah. Now I've got another show. So now you got a grateful guy here that's just, and Jonathan and I, it's like It's like my kid came home from college and he got a job near the house.
See, how do you not love Tim Allen?
I
love it.
I know we gotta let you go because I know your time's limited. But I just want to say I watch your show every Friday night. I'm watching it all season long. I think the writing and the character development that's in each character is fabulous, and I love the relationship that you have with Mandy, Molly's boyfriend. Oh. I think that is hilarious. By the way,
well, that Caitlin is funny. The younger daughter who's like the tough girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, more fun in the world is with Hector. I mean, Hector and I, it's like Wilson, but I get to see him.
Yeah.
And lastly, I'll just tell you this. I love Joe Somebody. And when you gave that guy across the street the ham in Christmas with the Cranks, I just about cried. Swear to God.
You guys are the best.
All right.
It's nice to be remembered. But.
Well, they cut us off.
They cut us off. We've never been cut off.
No, we just got, you know, like that. This guy is a great guy, and he's emailing me as we're talking.
He's like,
because Tim is really, he's late and all this stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to give this guy up. You know what I mean?
Did this guy just hang up on us?
No, it wasn't Tim.
It was the guy running the thing, but he had
Here's the thing.
Yeah,
Tim
but is
Allen,
he going to not like us now?
Tim?
No.
Art's a great guy. We work with people that we set up interviews through. You know, we go to them or they come to us. And a lot of times they come to us and people are on a time limit. And Tim agreed to do 4 or 5 stations in the country. And we were one of them. And he emailed me 2 minutes in saying...
Wrap it up.
We got to go shorter than originally planned, so that's why it got cut off.
Can you send a picture of like Laura without her top on to him and say we're sorry?
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not mad at him.
You know what? I'll do it for the show.
Yeah, no, I'm not mad at him because, you know, part of the thing is
I just hope he's not mad at us.
When you're working with people, it's like an agreement. You try to be as good as you can, but boy, what I could have talked to him. How nice was he?
Great guy.
Rokil, did it change your mind at all?
Absolutely.
He was really surprised that we were into Galaxy Quest.
And he loved to talk about it.
I like him.
He's a sci-fi geek. You should have something
about him?
I just found that was that comment that guy made when he came out on the award show was hilarious. And I thought it was fun. He's made a ton of movies. The kids like him and everything, and I like him in Buzz Lightyear and stuff. But I love Galaxy Quest. I thought that was because it was like that's right.
Toy Story didn't even mention Toy. It's tough. It's tough with a guy like that. Yep. You know what are you gonna do?
Yeah, because probably everybody talks about Toy Story. No one talks Galaxy Quest.
No, I love. But I'm just saying that there's so much that the guy's done. The Santa Claus movies and everything like that.
Tonight when he's gonna sit down and have dinner with his wife, she'll go. How did the radio tour go? He'll go and he goes, this one station. Galaxy Quest.
Yeah. I loved Galaxy. We talked all 10 minutes about Galaxy Quest.
I will say, I mean, we've been doing this a long time. I don't remember anybody hanging up like that.
Yeah.
I will say
that's
that.
That's what I'm afraid of. If Art is mad at us.
Yeah. No. I think he's okay. I think he's just under the gun. I mean, I think you need to
reach out to Art.
I already did.
You did?
You think I already did, my friend.
Just tell him we're sorry.
But
you know what? It was more him than us.
I did write that.
It wasn't like we were asking him questions to keep him on. He was the one talking.
Here's what I wrote. I'll tell you what I wrote. Because I wrote it when Roadkill was talking because normally I don't listen to what he says anyway.
That's okay.
I am so sorry, Art. I hope you aren't mad. He just kept going. There you go.
Offer to take some pictures.
How many times, though, do you get somebody that sounds like they enjoy talking about Galaxy Quest or any type of thing like that? He was into it.
Not only did he sound like he enjoyed talking about past projects like Galaxy Quest, he seemed to enjoy talking to us because we had interest in those other type side projects other than, you know, what he was, you know. Then other like the Toy Stories and Home Improvement, even though we did mention all that stuff too. But I mean, you know, he just seemed like he didn't want to get off with us. Like, let's stay with these guys.
Are you calling Art?
Not go back to the other guy.
You think he's like busy right now?
But the other interview's happening right now. He might have a second.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna see. I'm just pulling back the curtain and show you what happens behind the scenes.
He started yelling.
Everybody's emailing him.
I'm never getting you an interview ever again.
No. He's a great guy.
Well, I know, but maybe he's mad at us. Are you?
Well, I'm gonna apologize.
At least it'll all come down on you.
Art, it's Greg.
Art, we just
don't want you to be mad at us. That's all. We really apologize.
Oh,
we know.
I would never be mad at you. This is so cool. Nobody ever apologizes to me, especially my wife. Thank you.
Well, Art, you do such a great job with us and stuff. And we felt bad. I knew we were going long, but he's a great interview. We love him, right?
So. I heard you try to end it, which is so cool, but then some of the, I don't know which other person on your crew.
Andy, he's a drunk.
Damn it, that's not
right. Here's the problem.
Okay.
Here's the problem. I radio. You have to have control, Greg. Oh, this is true. All right. I used to work for Maddie in the morning, and you know, I had no control over that's everybody right. was chiming.
Nobody's got control over Maddie. Hey, all right, thank
Radio's
you, man.
Radio is ugly.
Thank you, man. Well, we're sorry. I just want to say, back the curtain and show everybody. Thanks, Art.
Take care.
You got it, buddy. He's a good guy.
You,
so great. It's
he's
me. It's my fault.
let me tell you, he's worked for Maddie, so we're golden compared to that.
I think we have to go.
We got a break.
Yeah.
I know we got to
back in a moment.
There you go. Hey, have a great Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you get some time off. I hope you get to spend some time with family and stuff like that. But enjoy the weekend. We're back on Monday. See you then.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.